You're tuned to 860 AM in Prince Rupert. This is a sound you might know or be familiar if you're along Prince Rupert's waterfront. And it's the sound of fire hydrants clearing water out of the city's sewer system. It's a signal of what's becoming a bit of a hot topic for this year's municipal elections in Prince Rupert and how to fix the city's infrastructure without raising taxes. Daybreak's George Baker has more on this story, and he's with me this morning in our Prince Rupert studio. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Russell.
So tell me about the roads, sewers, and bridges. Why have they become so important in the election so far?
Well, we have to go back all the way back to the spring of 2013, one of the most contentious annual budgets in Prince Rupert's history. The city was facing a $500,000 deficit and was considering some unusual measures to make up for the shortfall, including shutting down City Hall on Fridays, perhaps closing the Civic Center for the entire summer, or cutting back on park maintenance. What the budget 2013 showed was that this was a city with no spending room. It lost a lot of its industrial tax base with the closure of fish plants and a pulp mill. And to partially make up for it, the city has had to raise property taxes on homeowners on almost an annual basis. Which brings us to the wedge issue of this election. How can the city maintain its roads and sewers without raising taxes?
Good question indeed. So let's get a little bit of a sense of what the candidates are having to say about this.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you again.
So what we hear there is I want to introduce you to Lee Brain. Brain is the youngest candidate in this mayoral election, still in his 20s, 29 years old. He looks a bit like Matthew Broderick, circa Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Brain is centering his campaign on Rethink Prince Rupert, and he's on a fact-finding mission. In the offices of the Rupert Wood and Steel owner Mark Rutterham's office, who is one of the largest employers, Russell, in the city of Rainbows. Mm-hmm. Sitting face-to-face, Rutterham explains to Brain his number one concern and echoes a lot of what we're talking about this morning.
As always, taxation is a huge issue here in town. You know, every year it seems we're you know, our taxes continue to rise, and I know we have failing infrastructure, but they keep constantly come back and be hitting the homeowners and the business owners, you know, with another tax increase. You know, I can use Fraser Street as an example here. You know, we pay a lot of taxes. We've got a street that's in horrible condition. None of that's being addressed. I've asked several times for some issues to be addressed along the street, and nothing's being done. And yet our taxes continue to rise every year.
All right, George, and what does Lee Brain say in response to that?
Well, he first wants for the city to plan on taxing LNG, assuming one or two terminals are eventually built here. But a lot of industrial projects have been promised to Rupert that have never seen the light of day.
And I take it this is his plan for that?
Yeah, have a listen.
And we need a backup plan to how we're going to generate revenue and take the tax burden off the taxpayers.
So how do you generate that revenue?
Well, there's alternatives and that we need to start exploring, such as renewable energy. Renewable energy through wind or geothermal could produce anywhere between $700,000 to $2 million a year for a community once the initial cost is paid off. So there are other ways to get innovative around financing. Plus, we should be doing third-party audits of our financial system, seeing where misspending is happening, and to start cleaning up the financial situation. But I wouldn't also, again, say false hope for that are realistic industries that are coming here.
All right, George, that's a look at Lee Brain. So tell me about some of the other candidates running this year.
Yeah, we've got two former longtime city councillors, and Sheila Gordon-Payne and Tony Briglio. Let's start with Sheila Gordon-Payne. She is a longtime nurse who is now the health service administrator for Prince Rupert and Haida Gwaii. Because of those duties, she hasn't been able to get out campaigning until this week. But she says she's focused on the three S's, streets, sewers, and sidewalks. And there's a theme here. She says she won't promise to never raise property taxes, but she thinks it's important that taxpayers see what they're getting for what they are paying.
And I would be highly in favor and would plan to almost show our community members a scorecard. You know, 6 months in, what's our scorecard? We've said we're going to deliver. We've said we're going to keep our eye and plan for our core business as well as these other two pieces I'm talking about. Here's how we're doing.
And I'm speaking with Daybreak's George Baker about Prince Rupert's four mayoral candidates. That was one of them there, Sheila Gordon Payne. And in the case of Sheila Gordon Payne running for as a former city councillor running for mayor, there's another one. That's Tony Briglio, right?
That's right. And Briglio is well known in the community as well. He's a longtime banker who served on city council before under Herb Pond, the incumbent's predecessor. Briglio is a big proponent of health care as well. On the financial side of things, Briglio is building the case on ditching false hope. Don't wait for industry to pay off the city's problems. Have a listen.
I think that there's an opportunity to, just like other businesses do, to look at how their finances are structured, perhaps allow some more breathing room within it that will allow for what's coming at the same time as building in the community the tax base that is needed, so we don't have to constantly go back to the taxpayer with increases.
It's Tony Briglio. So tell me about the incumbent, George.
Yeah, Jack Masalem, he's just finishing up his third term as mayor. Second in a row, he did serve back in the 90s as mayor of Prince Rupert. He inherited a city this time around that had taken on a pulp mill property with serious hazardous maintenance problems. A city with a fire hall and police station in dire need of repair, and a city with serious budgetary problems. Voters, of course, will decide how good of a job Masalem has done with the hand he was dealt. Speaking on why voters believe he is the man to turn the city's finances around, Masalem says it's all about the experience he holds.
And one of the largest items, and one of the first items a new council will deal with, is the 2015 budget. And if a mayor isn't aware of what is going on, if a mayor isn't up to date, if a mayor isn't experienced, you could end up either reducing the level of service to the citizens of Prince Rupert, which I do not believe would be acceptable, or alternatively, you could end up giving the citizens of Prince Rupert an arbitrarily high tax increase.
There's a lot more, Russell, to add to these interviews, and I'll be posting full interviews with all four candidates on our website this week. We'll hear more about planning for LNG, how some of the roads might get fixed, maybe the pool might open again. You can hear more at cbc.ca/Daybreak North.
Yes, speaking of the pool, we'll talk about that in the next half hour here on Daybreak. In the meantime, thank you, George Baker, in our Daybreak studio this morning, giving us a roundup of the Prince Rupert municipal elections. And if you're running in an upcoming election anywhere in northern BC, well, then we'd love to have you on the air at some point during the course of the campaign. And in fact, what we'll allow you to do is, if you're running for office, then all you have to do is leave us a message for us to play on air. You can have up to a minute to state your case and make your pitch to the voters of your area. 1-866-340-1932. That's 1-866-340-1932. And give us your best pitch. As I said, keep it under a minute, and we'll be playing those back in a future episode of Daybreak over the next few weeks.